Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. It's another cold Wednesday morning, all the way from the Gulf Coast up to these northern areas where, well, typically cold this time of year. But supposed to warm up here in northern Indiana. Start that warm up a little bit to more normal winter weather. But anyhow, good to be here, able to share this broadcast this morning and to publish it with the prayer that it'll help encourage each one of us. Talking and praying this week about the call to come. Jesus called his disciples and us to come follow him. What does that look like? And so each weekday morning, we're talking a bit about a different aspect of coming and following Jesus. And today we're going to focus in on come and be cleansed. Second Corinthians 6, verse 17 says, "Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you." Instructions throughout the Bible, God has called his people to purity, to holiness, to living a righteous life and using the law that was given through Moses as a means to show that we can't do that on our own. We all need help. And it becomes even more difficult when we, well, involve ourselves in the sins of this world, in the sins that enter our thoughts and minds and come out through our actions, and the sins that we see others participating in, and the sins that the devil whispers and yells and entices us to follow after. And the call of Jesus is to come and be cleansed, to come out from that mindset. It's not simply a physical removal from people, because the Bible's clear that we're to live among people in such a way that they see our good works and they glorify God. So it's not necessarily a separatist mentality from isolating ourselves from anyone that disagrees with me. But it's a separation of our mind that I'm not going to live in that way. I'm going to pursue holiness. I'm going to pursue righteousness. I'm going to pursue mercy and forgiveness. I'm going to pursue love. And those are characteristics that, well, tend to be lacking when left to our own devices. Because those aren't characteristics that generally look like they will build us up. And that tends to be our human nature. Is what brings me the victory? What brings me the result that I want? And God says we don't wage war, we don't do life, we don't live in the way that the world lives. And this coming weekend, we'll be kind of looking at that in a sharper way as we gaze at the Beatitudes in the fifth chapter of Matthew and see that God has a different approach. Approach that calls us to live differently in a world that likely won't appreciate it. And so we come out of that mindset of sin and we find the cleansing power of Jesus. He says when we choose to come out of that mindset, of that life, of that way of deciding what to do and not to do, that God himself will receive us. We are welcomed into his kingdom. And it's not just come on in and have a seat. It's let me help you get cleaned up, reclothed, and come celebrate with us. God's desire is not that we simply quit doing the things that are harmful to others, that are harmful to ourselves, that are against God's rules and laws and commands. His desire is that we come out of all of that so that we can grow in relationship with him. We change allegiances from that of the world to that of Christ. And we walk in fellowship not only with the Father, we walk in fellowship with Jesus through his Spirit, and because of that, with one another. And we learn to resolve those lingering thoughts and ideas that entangle us. And when they reappear, we seek God in a very direct way, in prayer and reading his word for help. There are entanglements that each of us deal with, some major by the world standards, some minor by the world standards, but if we're not consistently moving away from them, seeking God's help in overcoming them, they tend to creep back in. And God's desire is that we live a life which is cleansed so that his holiness can be seen in us. And as I've said before, it's not that we're perfect. It's not that we never fail. It's that we have help getting cleaned up. And we have help through the Spirit of God to be cleansed of all unrighteousness by the blood of Jesus. That does a pretty good job. In fact, it does a complete job. We can be confident in our standing with God if we've chosen to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus and clothed with Christ in the way we live. But the Bible says we cannot waver between two positions for very long without destroying ourselves. Neither position will win. It's the age-old illustration of the guy standing on the edge of a lake on a boat dock with one foot on a boat and one foot on the dock, and the boat is not tied to the dock and it begins to push off. And there reaches a point that unless that man chooses quickly the dock or the boat, he has neither. He has a lake. And when we choose to renounce the sin in our life, as I mentioned yesterday, I'm not talking at this point about what others are doing. We are responding to the call of Jesus to be cleansed and to belong to him. Today, we have that opportunity, as we have every day, to choose. I'm going to let Jesus cleanse me because I can't do it myself. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to come to you and find a cleansing through the blood of Jesus. a cleansing that is possible because we've responded to your call to come out from that sinful mindset, from those selfish desires, from those things which will lead to destruction. Father, sometimes we find ourselves on that path and it seems like it's what we want. And we fail to see where it's headed. And we hear you calling and we convince ourselves that we're okay. And so God, today, help us to examine ourselves daily, even multiple times a day, to discover those sins of this world, those enticements of this world that we've clung on to, that we've not come out from and walked away from, that still have an allure that traps us from time to time. Father, may we choose to come to you and find a cleansing from all of that. May you restore our heart, our mind. May you renew that steadfast spirit within us. Father, for the struggles that we face every day and the difficulties that look insurmountable, may we continue to put our trust in you, even as we renounce our sin. And may we follow you in all things. And may we learn a life that's different than the life of this world. That our approach to the troubles and difficulties no longer looks like the approach of the world. But it's an approach that you lead. So God, today, help us to be cleansed. Not just to be cleansed, Father, but help us to live as those who have been cleansed. And may we lift up Jesus as the one who has cleansed us, as the one who can cleanse all who would come out of the sinful nature of this world and seek him. And as we lift him up in that manner, may there be many who come to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.